Zalango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Saturday, the 12th day of the first month of 2002 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol Part 39, The Constitution is a Crime. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kentako. Have a pleasant flight.
Up in this land, it is clear.
Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lights can't help him. Troops our weapon will collect. We're talking reparations. That's right, we know we are old.
'Cause for 11 generations in here we were bought in so.
See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves.
His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay.
The lessons of mine on thyself will help us all move forward.
We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to tote the torch.
Like those days we were to be down, yet unhooked from our souls.
Seeking truth will turn that around with the human rights patrol.
People's Choice, Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,589th night of broadcasting. Time for volume number 39 of the Human Rights Radio Network Internet co-creation. We call the Human Rights Patrol. And to help us get started and to help co-host this program tonight out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, let's call upon war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol, Elementary Sensation, Dada Kanadi Kentakwa, and Zelango to you.
Zelango.
Well, you want to first start off by giving a shout out to those stations around the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth who make it possible for so many people to hear the Human Rights Radio Network, internet co-creation we call the Human Rights Patrol.
First, let's say Zelango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. And the
there
listeners.
Are 1,008 night tonight out there.
And the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, Brum by Brother Lavelle.
And they're in their 583rd night of broadcasting out there.
Also, to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the Real Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
You can find, you know, here in the Human Rights Radio Network, tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of tapes, interviews, lectures, and that kind of stuff that we've accumulated over the years to kind of like reinforce a lot of the programs you might hear on the Human Rights Patrol. And if you have an interest in being, you know, getting more access to more of that information, you know, get a hold of the nearest Human Rights Radio Network station and we can, you know, see what we can work out. Well, you know, Kanadi's going to be with us tonight as we do a little talking about the Constitution, it being a crime. And so, and what better place, what better source to use for the conversation than what? Constitution.
Right.
There you go. And I got to first give props to my elder mentor, Sensei Kinkanya, who hit me to a lot of this, and then the elder mentor who I have the honor of sitting at the feet of here in 2002 to continue my learning, the elder Dr. Robert Brock out of the criminal enterprise called Minneapolis, Minnesota. So what we want to do tonight is talk about the Constitution, because as you heard, those of you who listen to the local program we call Notes on the Devil's News, you heard Sister Dia doing the schedule for tonight. She said a lot of people talk about the Constitution being it's a crime. But, you know, check out the Human Rights Patrol and you're going to see how, you know, if it's the will of our great creative spirit, we're going to bring it so you can see it's a crime. OK, now, you know, most time when African people talk about the Constitution, that's the document these fools use to say they started up this little crime called America. Most time when African people talk about it, we've been told, well, you know, they didn't mention you people in there one time. See, it really wasn't like they had hate for y'all. It's like, you know, there was a problem that the white people couldn't solve between themselves in Europe. So they had to come to America. and steal the native people land and steal African people, make y'all slaves for them to solve the problem. But as soon as they fixed all that, they were going to let us loose, right? That's what they say. And only because we were sick out of our minds, we even bought a story like that, right? And how do you figure they got to solve their problem by enslaving us? You know what I'm saying? Stealing the natives' land, right? No, if they got a problem in Europe, solve it in Europe. You don't come over here and steal people and steal land and solve it, right?
Right.
Right. But that's how sick we were in the mind in terms of being afraid to speak out on the truth about what they really up to. Well, let's go first to that particular article and piece of, because see, most the heart and soul of the Constitution really for most folks is the Bill of Rights. Most folks concentrate on that. Mainly why? For one reason. What is the Bill of Rights? What does the Bill of Rights represent?
Rights you're born with.
Yeah. It's not rights granted by the framers of the Constitution. These rights are the ones that they said they off top recognized that all humanity, you know, that them and their social group had with one, you know, had naturally off top. You know what I'm saying? And all groups have this kind of like list of things. In your own house, there are certain things that folks in your house can do that you don't allow company to do, I hope, right? I mean, I hope you develop that anyway. That's kind of like, you know, there should be some privileges being in your house. And that don't mean you deny anybody else's humanity to come in, you know. But you know what I'm saying? And even in a workplace situation, there are certain rules that folks in tight with the folks in the camp there, you know, they can do that, other folks, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in, you know, all groups of people have these kind of rules that they're going to respect each other or relate to each other in a certain way. And so off top in their constitution, they said, we're going to put this in for each other, the ones that came to do this thing, right? This crime called America, right? It's a crime. You can't see, I don't feel like I have to apologize because they came and did this crime on us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to call it like it is. And if it offends those who have profited off of it, that's their problem. I'm not going to try to get them to listen by talking like they ain't the inheritors of stolen stuff. You know, they are. And they need to know it and get over it and give it back to who it belonged to if they really want to prove they about what's right. Okay, the one article they always point us to is which one? Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3. That's the only time they say they mentioned us because, now check this, this is a straight come up and we're going to show you why it really meant a lot to these devils in the end. When the ones that could vote, voted, and what they voted on had some say-so, well, they could increase the power of their vote by the number of us that they owned. Though they treated us like animals, they gave us a percentage, again, 2/3 of a vote, right? Let's go to Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 of the Constitution. Tell them the source we're going to use for this, Kanani.
We're going to use the 1996 Information Please Almanac.
And I ain't going to lie to y'all, I'm trying to get the federal court to give me a constitution because in that I want them to show me where I'm a citizen, but they keep on ambushing me, stealing my equipment, okay? They won't answer questions. So if you find an official one that the government's willing to certify, please let us know because we'd like to ask them here in Springfield, is this the one that they use to say that we got citizens' rights? Because we know we don't under that constitution, all right? Because if we did have them, where would they be found? Due process rights, any other rights, where would they be found?
The Bill of Rights.
Yeah, like all the other citizens. But since we don't, they ain't there. And they'll tell you that off top. Now, let's talk about how they said we were 3/5. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3. Would you read that to the people, please?
Apportionment of representatives in direct taxes, census. Representatives in direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons.
Okay, you can see they had several different kind of groups in this place, couldn't you?
Right.
They had all other persons. They had persons held in service. They had, and then they had us. You know who us was, right? The others, 3/5. Mm-hmm. All other persons. That's us. Shall be. Now, it's very important because, see, the taxing thing, okay, when they decide how much each area would have to pay to the king, okay, that would be based on how many folks live there. So with us, they said, okay, even though these ain't people, since you're making money off of them, you're going to have to pay this tax on them. So that's why they, and for voting purposes too. You see what I'm saying? You see how many representatives they will get to the government and all that stuff. Okay. So, but that ain't the only place they talked about us. It's very important. They said all other persons shall be counted as 3/5, because now you're going to find out where they was talking about us persons. We're going to take you now to Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1. Very key clause here, because this shows you they wasn't playing around. Then we're going to play a piece of tape for you to help you see it a little even clearer. It's, they're the dealers, man. See, because I only reason I bought that they had to make us slaves to get over their fight they was having was that I was so brainwashed and I just, you know, just never thought about it. But that is a stupid reason to have to make me a slave, right? Or anybody. They made us slaves because that was their plan to come up. You know, like you say, okay, we want to start a country, right? Right? Well, how are we going to start it? We don't know how to do nothing, right? Right? Did they say we're going to start it by building some fine institutions of learning? No. Is it going to start it by building some fine institutions of worship?
Nope.
How they say they're going to start it?
Stealing folks.
Yeah. Now, that's a move there, buddy. That's what the Europeans said. We're going to steal people. We're going to steal the people that has already done the things that we want done. African people. You don't have to be a genius to know that that's what they said. They write it everywhere they talk about us, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. We're at Article 1, Clause 9, Section 9, Clause 1. Mm-hmm. And read that to the people, would you, Warrior?
Migration or importation of certain persons.
Okay, now listen. Persons might migrate, but what kind of persons might be imported? You know, imported, you import merchandise. What kind of persons might be imported, like sheep or goats? Us.
Right.
Slave.
Mm-hmm.
Slave. Right. Right. Us. We wasn't migrating. We were imported.
Mm-hmm.
Imported. Think on that. Right?
Right.
How did they say they were going to come up?
Importing people.
Yeah, stealing them.
Right.
But important is very important because, and that was no pun there intended, but we're going to get there in a minute because this speaks to that. Go ahead and further with Article 1, Section 9, Clause 3. Don't let them tell you. You got to know these things, Africa, because we're going to get our money. Okay? They owe us. Okay? Go ahead. They got paid. The government got paid. Check this out.
Okay. Migration or importation of certain persons not to be prohibited before 1808.
Okay, listen. They said they could steal us all the way until when? 1808.
Right.
They can't even talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
The migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit.
Okay, now listen. As any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit. What does that mean? Anybody y'all steal and y'all feel like bringing in here? Hey, that's on you. Ain't no thing. If you want to steal somebody, bring them in. That's on you. What did I say it again? The migration and the importation of such persons as any of... Read it again.
The migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808, but a tax or duty may be imposed on such importation not exceeding $10 for each person.
Now, $10? Do you know what the salary was back there when they wrote this thing? For a good worker?
$100.
$100 a year. Now, what was the likelihood that a worker anywhere in this country could buy an African? And the tax on one of us to get us in the country was $10. Remember, the fat cat's doing that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the fat cat set up. Now, what did they say in the Constitution? No one, by no way, shape, form, or fashion, can limit any one of those states from bringing in as many of the people that they could steal that they can get their hands on. But every time they bring one in, they have to pay a tax. See, that's why the importing is so important. Import, right? Every one of us they brung in, there'd be the customs officers down on the dock. How many niggers you got, Bill? Our tax in here, our tax in Charlotte's $8 one for each one of them scoundrels. Don't you know that? Right?
Right.
And he'd have to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
That was already figured in. Now, you don't think the government made money off of us? Who taxed the people to bring us in? Who taxed the monsters to bring us in? People don't do that.
Right.
Who taxed them?
The government.
Now, let's go back and look at the situation back then. This comes from the Discovery Criminalization Channel. Actually, it's a story on pirates. What a better story. What a story to find out about America on, right?
After unemployment and poverty, the driving forces behind piracy were monopolies that kept Americans out of legal trade. This was especially true in connection with the monopoly on slaves by Britain's Royal African Company. It created a three-sided or triangle trade. From London to Africa, with manufactured goods used to buy slaves, from Africa to the West Indies, with slaves for the sugar plantations, and on the third leg of the triangle, rum, intended for England.
Now comprehend, you had a three-sided triangle thing here. You had us being stolen, right, from Africa, taken to the islands, sugar being picked up, the island's right around here, south of here, sugar being picked up and taken to England, and what did they do when the sugar got to England with it? What did they turn it into? Alcohol. Drinking stuff, rum, right? And that's a hell. That's how they started this thing, man. The triangle trade, you know. That's why I'd be trying to tell people the Trilateral Commission is still talking about that triangle thing. Don't let them tell you they talking about stealing from each other, because they still ain't got nothing to steal from each other.
Because Americans could not legally buy and sell slaves, they went to slaving as pirates, stealing slaves from the slavers. We tend to think of slavery in the South, but in Westchester and Dutchess counties in New York, there were higher proportions of slaves than North Carolina until after 1790. The mill at Phillipsburg Manor in Westchester County, New York, was a minor part of the business conducted by Frederick Phillips. Peter Curtis is the miller today.
Frederick Phillips was a merchant, a very wealthy merchant. He ran a shipping business, furs. He dealt in wampum, and eventually he went into the slave trade. The reason why he got involved in the slave trade, there were no more furs. Furs were limited, and slavery became a great commodity, as you could say, and it would bring a great profit for him. So this was a new adventure. In order for him to get those slaves, he used the pirates, which knew the East Indian waters, knew how to get around the English customs, and they would go down to Madagascar, to come back with the slaves and load them in the New York harbor.
The old Dutch and English families of New York had fewer compunctions about such trade than Cotton Mather and his Congregationalists. And eventually, piratic wealth created its own social hierarchies. Where Sleepy Hollow comes down into a saline estuary.
Basically, all them folks that came up, they started their money in buying and selling us. When they got so fat in that, they turned that over to other folks, but that's how they all came up. And the Constitution, it's an agreement on all these crooks that came together. How are we going to do this? Okay, look. We're going to do it stealing African people, okay? Now, all we want for getting your back, see, when you got to here with a ship full of us, the Constitution guaranteed you were safe. Man, we got your back. Get over here. All we want is a cut. Give us a cut. You know, it's like when you go shoot dice with the Catholic Church, right? Bingo. All they want is a cut, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that ain't legal if you and your partner shoot dice, but it's legal if you shoot it with the state, mm-hmm. which you never going to win with them, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, and think about the whole thing about the pirates bringing us in, that was simply to hike the price. You know what I'm saying? Think about the price of illegal drugs versus what they would cost if they weren't illegal. You know? You couldn't say, man, you don't know how hard to get this stuff. You know, I got to hide from this person. I got to hide. No. Right? Right? Well, compare marijuana versus tobacco. How much you get for $10 in that? In one versus the other. And what's the difference? One's legal, one's illegal, right? So there was a big group that was very much interested in saying slavery's going to be illegal, but never stopping it. But by saying it's illegal, you can up the ante. You see what I'm saying? You should see what the price went from, say, 1770 to 1800. It went from like $180, $150 for the average to about $300 by simply saying this ain't right. Right? Mm-hmm. They didn't stop them. Mm-hmm. In fact, when they outlawed it in 1807 in this country, they still did it up until 1865. All you gotta do is look at all the dang night advertisements in the papers. When one of us would run away, they would say he speaks Muslim. How? If he's been here all his life, right? He speaks some African dialect. How? He's been here all his life. His folks were slaves. It's 1850. They writing this stuff in papers, right? Okay. The Constitution is our proof that this government owes us money. Now, before we get away, we want to share with you a website I want to hip you to. My mentor's website, it's www.directblackaction.com, www.directblackaction.com. And I already know the government says Dr. Brock is stealing money from people, and I don't really give a damn what Uncle Sam say about anybody that, you know, is in our camp. You know what I'm saying? Because I realize that's been his strategy over the years. And if you want to, like, get tripping, what he says is Dr. Brock has an application system for reparations that allows him to take from you. And the fact of the matter is, originally, December of 65, when the elders set up this here case with the government on the reparations matter, he did file it as a class action. And some folks questioned, some folks brought concern to him. So he went back and filed it. So you file your claim as an individual. So all you got to do from him is get the paperwork. And he has no control over a dang old thing. And anybody ever been to the federal court, you can't even go down there if they call you and fill out a piece of paper without them charging you. So that's why you file a, there will be a filing fee. But check out this website, www.directblackaction.com. www.directblackaction.com. And you know, hey, get some information because they owe us. The Constitution is proof they owe us. They can't deny it. They can say what they want to anybody else, but we pull this Constitution out. And if you know one that they have certified as official, let me know, because they won't tell me. They won't give me one. They won't even have conversations with us about it. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because they ain't got one. They ain't got one that says African people are citizens, right? I tried to tell that to Jeannie Scott and him, and it's like, look, dude, you have a restraining order on you. But you can tell I'm not very well restrained, right? Because we ain't talking about no Constitution. We're talking about human rights. We're talking about divine law, right? How many minutes we have? I mean, what's that time over there, sister?
52:28.
Oh, you know it's time for us to get out of here, Kanati. And I want to thank you for helping me out on this one tonight. And we're going to do another, because there's so many more clauses. We're not get the Fifth Amendment due process, sisters and brothers. And that's why they got two flags in the courthouse. Your due process comes under Article 1, Section 8. We'll do a program on that. And that's why you got, you look in the courtroom, there's a flag in there with yellow trim around it. That's for all of us captives, okay, that were brung in here and put the $10 tax on, okay? And that's a psych court trial you got, okay? Ain't nothing happening, but they let you run off at the mouth and think you got some fairness coming, okay? Check it out when you go up there. There's two flags up there. All right, Kanati, want to give a shout-out to those who got the nerve to play the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise guard of the United States and around the world.
We're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM, in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the real wide web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And if some of y'all, you know, our African people, we don't like writing and stuff. We like talking. You know, area code 217-789-0038 is how you can reach us here at Human Rights Radio 106.5 FM in the criminal enterprise called Springfield. Well, Kanati, I want to thank you for helping us out tonight again. We're in our 4,589th night of broadcasting. Actually, this is our 299th night of broadcasting since our third return to the air by the will of our great creator spirit in March of 2001. And you is listening to the people's choice, because the people choose to listen to. No, wait, in the studios. I said, did I tell everybody you was here? Yeah, Kanati Kintaka, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol, has been our special guest tonight. It's not often that you get supervisory personnel to come down with the peons and share time, but she did, and we appreciate that. We're in our 4,589th night of broadcasting, and we be in Bounty Kintaka, and you is listening to the people's choice, because the people choose to listen to. the Human Rights Radio Network.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We'll be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
Patience.
Devotion.
And courage. We will live as models. To provide new direction for our people. We will be free and self-determining.
We
are African people.
Aleluia!
Continua!
Continua!
Kufala!
Kufala!